各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到点滴英语天天学的原味美语课堂。我是 Julia。Julia 将带您体验美国哈佛大学、美国纽约大学的口语课堂的学习内容。从古至今，恋爱有三个阶段：第一阶段是寻求恋情，第二阶段是恋情带来的兴奋和激动，第三阶段是恋情的终止。既然恋爱是我们生活中的一个部分，当然有很多表示关于爱情的俚语，下面我们就来学习它们。Number one, get along. It means to interact with someone in a mutually friendly way. 它表示两人相处融洽、合得来，表示与某人合得来、相处得好。在短语后面用介词 with，即 get along with。Get along with。咱们来看看下面的例句。We didn't like each other at first, but now we really get along. 一开始我们并不喜欢对方，但现在相处得非常好。I'm glad you finally got to meet my brother. I knew you would too get along. 很高兴你最后遇到了我的哥哥，我知道你们两人会相处融洽的。My grandparents have been married for over 50 years, and now they still get along.
我的祖母和父母结婚50多年了，他们现在依旧相处融洽。
Number two, go all the way. Go all the way means to have sexual intercourse with someone.
青少年常用它来表示做爱的意思。要表示与某人做爱，在短语后面用介词 with，即 go all the way with someone。go all the way with someone。例如，Have you ever gone all the way in the back seat of a car？
你们在汽车的后排坐过爱吗
？If you go all the way, you stand a chance of getting pregnant。I've heard that to go to bed all the time。
如果你做爱，你就有可能会怀孕。我已经听说他们总是睡在床上。
Her mother told her some boys will always try to make her to go all the way。
她的母亲告诉她，一些男孩总是企图让她与他们一起做爱。
Number three, go out。Go out means to date someone，
表示和某人约会、和某人谈恋爱。要表示与某人约会、与某人谈恋爱，在短语 go out 的后面用介词 with，即 go out with someone，也可以省略 out，即 go with，go with。咱们来看看下面的例句
：Have you started going out with Stan on a regular basis？
你开始经常和 Stan 约会吗
？I hear that Kevin's going out with Katie. Is that true？
我听说 Kevin 正在和 Katie 谈恋爱，是真的吗？Yeah, they are a couple now. 是真的，他们现在是一对呢。
I'm going with Brad, so you'd better stop flirting with him.
我将和 Brad 谈恋爱，你最好停止挑逗他。我们今天学习了三个表示关于恋爱的俚语：get along、go all the way、go out。
Hope that you can keep them in your mind. That's all for today. We'll continue studying this lesson about love tomorrow. See you.